Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 5th of December, 1974. The title is, Attain Victory Over Time by Changing Your Wasteful Thoughts into Powerful Thoughts. Attain victory over time by changing your wasteful thoughts into powerful thoughts. What is the Avyakt meeting? To become the same as the one you are meeting. So, to have an Avyakt meeting means to adopt an Avyakt form, the same as the Father's. Avyakt means where there is no feeling of the corporeal. Have you become like this? Have you created a stage where there isn't the slightest attraction towards the physical country, the physical body, or physical things? The first promise you made is, Baba, I listen to you and I speak to you. You have to fulfill this first promise, but unless you stabilize yourself in the avyakt or the incorporeal stage for the whole day and night, would you be able to experience being with Bab Dada? That is, would you be able to fulfill your promise? Throughout the whole day, for how long do you fulfill this promise? Whomsoever you are going to meet, you have to create your own stage according to their stage and meet them at their place. You have to change both your place and your stage, for only then will you be able to fulfill this promise. To have corporeal feelings or to have feelings of devotion for any person or any object, whereby you feel that this is very much loved or very good, to have this feeling for any physical object or bodily person is also like a desire. And as long as you have any desires, you are unable to oppose Maya completely. As long as you cannot oppose her, that is, Samana in Hindi, you cannot become equal, that is, Saman in Hindi. That is, you cannot fulfill your promise. In the pictures, Krishna has been portrayed as sitting on the globe of the world. So create such an image of your practical stage. To go beyond the corporeal world and this old body, to go beyond corporeal feelings and physical objects means to be standing over them as a detached observer. When the globe is shown under someone's feet or someone is shown sitting on the globe, there is a portrayal of the mastery of right over the world. Therefore, create such an image of yourself where you only come into this old world from the avyakt to the vyakt according to your own desires or on the basis of thoughts, created by your own self and not as a result of being subservient to the attraction of physical objects or people. When you take the lift up, the switch is under your own control as to whether you go to the first floor or the second floor. What is the result when the switch is beyond your control? You get stuck in between. In the same way, keep the switch of your consciousness under your own control. Have you claimed such rights whereby you are able to set your place and stage how you want, when you want, and for as long as you want? Have you attained victory over time? Kal means time. Are you victorious over time? The word Kal in Hindi means time. Are you victorious over time? If the Pandav army and the Shakti army only attain this stage at the end, then the power of silence is lower than the power of science because science has already conquered these elements. In the exhibition, you show pictures of how Ravan conquered the five elements and time is shown as one of those elements. Since science, which is the power of Ravan, has conquered the elements quite a lot, then it means that science is more powerful than you, doesn't it? The power of science is proving this in practice. Will the power of silence show its proof at the end? To conquer time means to conquer death. The percentage of this is very low at the moment. Although you stabilize yourself in the incorporeal stage and the avyakt stage, you are not able to stabilize yourself in that stage for as long as you want. You have the experience of that stage, you even work hard for it, but you are still not able to conquer time. What is the reason for this? You think that you will sit in powerful remembrance for half an hour. You even sit for half an hour and also create plans, but you are not able to stabilize yourself in that stage for as long as the time you spend in thinking about that stage. You have the thought to push the button for the third floor, but because you haven't conquered time, you are only able to reach the second floor, the first floor, or the ground floor. This is because throughout the day, you have the practice of wasting a lot of time. By paying attention to the wasteful, you will become powerful and successful in attaining victory over time. As long as you waste a lot of time, you will not be powerful and successful in attaining victory over time. This is why you are not able to experience the meeting or fulfill the promise that you want to. So now, create your image of fortune by constantly being victorious over all the elements and over time. Only when you change every second from wasteful to powerful, will you be victorious. Achha. To such constantly victorious souls, to those who have all rights and who constantly fulfill their promise, to those who change the wasteful into powerful and who constantly remain beyond the corporeal and stabilize themselves in the avyakt stage, to such lucky and close stars, love, remembrances and namaste from Bap Dada. Bap Dada then had a personal meeting. Bap Dada's foremost remembrance is of the double foreign children. Just as those in bondage are remembered, in the same way, children who are abroad are also remembered because they have the bondage of not being able to come to this land. However, Bap Dada always sees them as the ones who are the closest. Are those who have gone abroad for service far away? They may not be physically in front of Baba's eyes, but those who are merged in the eyes are never far. They are the closest of all. Do you remain in front of Baba's eyes or merged in them? Those who remain merged in the eyes are constant yogis. Children living abroad still come close, whereas those who are physically close, because of being in this land, only get a chance to come once every 4 years. So, who is closer? All this is a question of a subtle connection. It is because you have a close relationship that you have come close. This is the proof. According to the drama, the thoughts of so many Maharathis did not take a practical form, but the one thought of the father became practical, and so you are close. Do not consider yourself to be far from Bap Dada. You should look at your horoscope to see what your line of fortune has been from birth. Those who have had fortune from the beginning, that is, those who have come with the fortune of the beginning period already created also receive a lift at the end. You have attained it easily from the beginning, have you not? You have had to make less effort and have attained great success. You have received this lottery. If you win a huge lottery with a ticket of 1 rupee, that is less effort and great attainment, isn't it? In any situation, if someone understands an instruction and without any thought becomes cooperative at the time of need, Bap Dada is bound to give that soul cooperation till the end. Taking a jump to be cooperative in one situation enables you to claim a right to receive cooperation till the end. When 100-fold return of one is received, whether through the body, mind, or wealth, there is less effort and great attainment. When you give cooperation at the time of need, Bap Dada is bound to give cooperation till the end. Bhagats refer to this as blind faith. If any soul is cooperative with Bap Dada even once in his life, Bap Dada will be cooperative with that one till the end. This is also an account. Do you understand? Acha Om Shanti.